Blog Talk Radio.
Ball game.
Why'd you lose all our cards? I tried my best.
Well, you lost all our cards.
Kids, good.
Go ahead, Doc. Do it.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of Sports Urban Legend. Along with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew, I am, of course, William Ramo. What's up, Mac? What's going on?
Hey, man. How's it going?
Hey, man. I'm doing all right, man. Can't complain, man. Glad to have you on the show.
Yeah, glad to be on as usual.
And ladies and gentlemen, thank you all for tuning in to this episode of Sports Urban Legend. And on today's show, we're going to talk about how hot the New York teams are doing lately. You know, the Mets are on a roll thanks to Pete Alonso's power and the baby Mets leading the charge. And then, of course, you know, the Yankees, they've been playing well as well. And they finally BFA'd Aaron Hicks. So Mac and a lot of Yankee fans are having a ticker tape parade right now as we speak, and right outside.
Yeah, right.
You know, so congrats to them. And so we're gonna preview the Night of the Champions pay-per-view event, and we'll talk about any other things that pop in our minds. And of course, most importantly, ladies and gentlemen, the number is 563-999-3529. That's 563-999-3529. So feel free to talk about any of these topics and more. We'd love to hear from you. And, yeah, we'll even talk the NBA playoffs, you know. So, you know, feel free to let your voice be heard. And this is a perfect place to share your thoughts. And with that said, let's lead off with the Mets now, man. The Mets, they were dead. They were dead as a Undertaker opponent to WrestleMania 30. Like, the Mets, man, they were really horrible. I mean, they started out April well, and then after the Dodgers series, the Dodgers series, they've kind of went downhill. They split the series with the Giants, and then afterwards they just fell off for a month, losing a bunch of games in a row. I mean, it was brutal. And then you topped it off with Scherzer, not being healthy and not being effective. And then, of course, you know, the suspension he had, that controversial 10-game suspension. Carrasco, I mean, he was hurt and ineffective. He just came back yesterday. We'll get in more into that very soon. Verlander finally pitched these last couple of starts. He's had three starts so far as we speak. He's going to make his next start tomorrow because there's going to be a day-night doubleheader. Because the Mets, this is the sixth time this year that the Mets have had a game rained out or postponed. So the Mets are going to play a doubleheader tomorrow afternoon against the Cleveland Guardians, formerly known as the Indians. Prior to that, the Mets, man, they were more in a tailspin than Baloo, you know, from Disney Afternoons or the Jungle Book, man. Like, the Mets were in total disarray. But the one thing that got the Mets out of total disarray was facing the team formerly known as the Tampa Bay Devil Rays. And, of course, I'm talking about the Tampa Bay Rays. And, the Mets, they lost the first game. And then the second game, if my memory served me right, they were down 2-0. And Mark Vientos, who got recently called up, he hits a two-runner home run to tie the game up. All right, so Mets are back in the ball game. Wait, not so fast. The Rays jump out to a 5-2 lead. So what happened in the ninth, if my memory served me right, with two outs, Francisco Alvarez hits a three-run home run to tie the game up. So the Mets avoided losing the game. But then the Rays jumped out to a two-runner lead again, and if I'm not mistaken, it was against Robertson, who's been lights out. His ERA is like under one this whole entire season. So him giving up the two runs would have been his first loss as a Met, if I'm not mistaken. So, you know, that was a tough spot. And then afterwards, so the Mets were down. Let me do the math in my head. It was 7-7, I think, at the time, right? I think. So then, you know, we were trailing 9-7, and then Pete Alonso does what Pete Alonso does best, and hit a three-run walk-off home run to make the Mets win an improbable game, and automatically made it a Mets classic and arguably the best game of the Mets season, easily by far the defining moment of the Mets season so far. The Mets, you know, got, you know, went to its roots, you know, historical never say die, you got to believe Mets mantra. It was in full force with Pete Alonso and the young guys, the young baby Mets, you know, leading the charge. So then, what was it? That was Thursday. So then the Mets would, I'm trying to remember what happened that game. Mets won that game also. Pete Alonso also homered also. Friday night, the Mets were trailing again. They were down. They were trailing 5-0 after 5. Carlos Carrasco, you would have thought, you know, he would have been motivated and up to the challenge, facing his former team for the first time in his career. You know, because prior to the Lindor trade, him and Lindor spent their entire career with the then known as the Cleveland Indians, now of course known as the Guardians. So yeah, it marked the return of Ahmed Rosario and Andrés Giménez coming back, you know, to face the Mets as well. Go, man, he got his butt whooped, which unfortunately that's happened to him this whole season so far. I think he's like 0-2 with an ERA over 8, and that was before, you know, Friday night's game. So sure enough, Mets were down in the hole. Francisco Alvarez, I think, hit a home run, a solo home run to put the Mets on the board 5-1, if I'm not mistaken. I remember Beatty hit a home run also to make it 5-3 at the time. And then afterwards, trying to remember what else happened. Basically the Mets chipped away at that lead. And then I'm trying to remember what happened. Yes. So then the Rays, the Indians, they jumped out to a lead as well. Francisco Alvarez had a hit to tie it 7-7, if I'm not mistaken. And what was I going to say? Robertson, he didn't give up a run that game. So we tied the game up with 2 outs. I think it was 7-7 at that time in the ninth. Then top of the 10th, Drew Smith gives up a 2-run home run. So we're down 9-7. And then afterwards, the rally came back again. Alvarez had another hit. I think that maybe cut the lead to. I think his hit tied the game up, or he cut into the lead 9-8. I can't remember for the moment, right now. And then of course the big hit was Francisco Lindor getting his first he got the walk-off hit against his former team. And the funny thing is, Jason Kipnis, his former teammate, was criticizing Lindor, saying that he wasn't a leader, among other things. And, you know, Lindor had the last laugh because Lindor knocked in the walk-off hit, which kept the Mets winning streak going to 3 games, if I'm not mistaken. So props to the New York Mets. The Mets are, thanks to Pete Alonso contributing a bit, and then, of course, the baby Mets, you have Vientos, Alvarez, who's finally getting into a groove right now, Robertson, been pitching lights out. He's been great the whole entire season, man. Imagine if Diaz was still healthy. Like, they would have been a number 2 punch, for real. Like, it would have been game over. It would have been game over. Once Lazy Mary plays at Citi Field, the game would have been over. Like, there'd have been no way the Mets would have gave up the lead with those two guys firing all cylinders like that.
I'm surprised that they took Robinson out so early. You know, they could have extended him a bit in that game, I think.
Yeah, they could have, but I think, you know, Buck has been overusing the bullpen. Him, Ottavino, Rayleigh, those guys are pitching every single day. So I think he didn't want to
But these days, when you look at it, I mean, a lot of these managers overextend, you know, they a lot of these managers do it. They'll overextend, you know, these guys because, I mean, in baseball, unfortunately, you can't have too many bullpen guys, you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
It'd be nice to have an expandable roster, especially for the bullpen during the regular season, but that's not the case.
Yeah, and plus it's a trust factor, you know. He trusts the same guys he keeps putting out there every single game, even to the point that he brings in Robertson a lot in eight innings to get the best, the heart of the order instead of waiting until the ninth inning, you know, in a real safe situation, and then go to Ottavino to be the backup closer. You know, obviously since he has, you know, closing experience, you know, with the Rockies, you know. But, yeah, you know, props to the Mets. You know, they're finally turning the season around. And, yeah, let me ask you, since, you know, you know obviously you're not a Mets fan, so you could look at it, you know, objectively, you know. So what was I going to say? Do you think the Mets are back on track, or do you think it's just a hot streak they're on?
I still need to see more of the Mets to make a to determine whether they're back or not, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Same thing with the Yankees. I need to see more of it. I know that the both teams, they've been playing a bit well here, but I got to see more out of them.
I hear you. And I'm hoping Mets can call up Mauricio so he could get in on the action, man, because, the Mets need – the Mets are fueled by the young guys, and you know it's reinvigorated this offense, you know. So, props to the Mets. Like you said, I mean it's too early to tell if they're back on track or if it's a hot streak. But if I was a betting man, I'd say they look like they're back on track. You know, they have their aces going tomorrow afternoon. Hopefully maybe they could put a broom on the Guardians. But yeah, we shall see. I mean, time will tell, but right now they look back on track. You know, they look, the Mets look like they got their confidence back. You know, they're hitting for power. They're playing the way how they did most of last year, you know, and you know, before that horrible stretch they had in September, you know, just with the Cubs and the Braves, just before the final nail in the coffins by the Padres in the postseason. But yeah, they're looking good. Hopefully, you know, they could build on it. Like we hope the Knicks will in the off season as well, but you know we'll see what happens with the Mets going forward. Hopefully they can sweep this series tomorrow, and hopefully go on a run. But shifting gears with the Yankees, the Yankees look like they're getting back on track too. They beat the Reds in Cincinnati, and
Yankees have been playing very well lately, especially since Judge has come back, and the Rizzo's been playing well. Bader's been playing well. Remember at one point they were in last place.
Mm-hmm.
Now they've won 7 out of the last 10 games. They beat the Reds today 6-2. I think they split the series with the Blue Jays. They won 3 out of 4 against the Blue Jays in their last series, which includes some controversy with Aaron Judge. Mm-hmm. Will, I'll let you go into that if you want to talk about it.
Well, Aaron Judge, you know, the Blue Jays were, you know, the manager, John Schneider, he got into a shouting argument with Aaron Boone and, you know, the rest of the Yankees coaching staff, in Toronto, and And then, you know, obviously Aaron Judge was, you know, caught looking away, and I guess the Blue Jays accused him of, you know, trying to steal signs or something. And then obviously he did proceed to hit a home run, but yeah. What's your thoughts on it?
I thought, I mean, I don't know how you could steal signs when you're looking upward. You see how tall Aaron Judge is? How the hell would he be able to steal signs if he's just, if his eye is looking horizontally to the right, and he's 6'7". I mean, he would literally have to tilt his head all the way down to steal signs from the pitcher and the catcher. I mean, that's crazy. I don't think that was happening at all. I think what was happening is, according to Judge, he said that Aaron Boone had been thrown out, and he heard some of the teammates arguing, and he thought, you know, some of his other teammates were going to be thrown out as well. So he was taking a peek on what was going on in the dugout. That's why, you know, you see him glancing towards the dugout, not because he was stealing signs, because he was being nosy. You know, but no, I don't think he was stealing signs. You know, I think that's crazy. Judge doesn't need to steal signs. And even after that, didn't he hit like 3 or 4 home runs after that?
Yeah, he definitely hit a home run.
I think he hit like a few more home runs in Toronto after that incident. He even broke a sign also with a home run. So he doesn't need to steal signs. Come on, man. It's crazy. There's another theory that the pitcher was tipping his pitches, and that maybe one of the coaches from the dugout was relaying information to Judge. But you know, I don't think that's the case either. You know, but even if that was the case, that I don't think is illegal, right? If a pitcher is tipping his pitches, then yeah, the team can pick up on that and relay any kind of information they can.
I don't think that's illegal.
I should say.
Yeah, I don't think that's illegal. I mean,
yeah, no.
This player that you know, when they're you know, after their bats, they whisper into the ear of their teammates, like they see. So
exactly, yeah. I mean, that's how you're supposed to win. If you see the opponent making any type of mistake or any type of weakness that you spot, you gotta let your teammates know so that way you can take advantage of it.
Yeah, as long as you're not using like a video or you know, like, you know, banging trash cans like the Astros,
exactly.
You know, and stuff like that. I mean, it's fair game.
Right. The Yankees, they've been playing well. Judge is hot right now. You know, he had hit 7 home runs in his last 7 games. I think he had RBI or 2 tonight as well. So he's been on fire. Right now he's second in the American League home run league leader. So, yeah, hopefully the Yankees can keep it up. You know, playing well. So we'll see.
Yeah, for sure. And
climb out of the basement in the meantime.
Oh, yeah. One more note on the Mets. You know, congratulations to Pete Alonso. He tied Lucas Duda with 71 home runs at Citi Field. And also, with the home run Alonso hit on Friday night, he became the third Met to hit a game-tying grand slam. Carl Everett and Todd Huntley did it, I think, in 95 and 97. Props to Pete Alonso. Hopefully he can keep going on this streak. But, it's a great sign for both New York teams, you know, moving in the right direction. It's good for baseball when both teams are, you know, are hot at the same time.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
So we'll definitely keep you posted with the updates of how both teams are doing. And, shifting gears. Now that I think about it, Yeah, just yesterday we had the passing of one of the greatest players of all time, and of course that's Jim Brown. He recently passed away. Let me see, how old was he? Was he 87 or something? Let me make sure what how old he is. Yeah, he was 87. You know, he was a famous actor after his Cleveland Brown playing days. He played with the Cleveland Browns from 57 to 65. Arguably one of the greatest. A lot of people say consider him the greatest running back of all time. You know, he set the blueprint for you know, what a lot of running backs, you know, became in the future. He won his only championship in 64, which was the last time the city of Cleveland won a championship until LeBron took his talents back to Cleveland and brought them the title in 2015, if I'm not mistaken. And then, of course, he did acting, The Dirty Dozen, and some other movies that it escapes me in my head. And then, of course, he's also was one of the players who advocated for Muhammad Ali during the Cleveland summit when Muhammad, because the players at the time, the top players, the top black players of the time, they met up together to see if they should support Muhammad Ali, if this is like a, you know, if he's really serious about not fighting in the war. Was it, because Muhammad Ali claims that because of his faith, at the time he was with the Nation of Islam at that time, he claimed that fighting in a war is against his religion. So the guys, Jim Brown, Lew Alcindor, which of course later changed his name to Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, and some other players, Bill Russell, to name a few, they met up and saw that Muhammad Ali's claims for pacifism was legit, so they supported him, and it was a epic moment in the civil rights movement. So rest in peace, Jim Brown.
Yeah, definitely, I agree with that. Rest in peace, one of the greatest running backs that we've ever had in NFL history. Some people even consider him to be the best running back of all time, even the best football player of all time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's debatable, mm-hmm. but he's definitely a great, and he'll be missed.
Yeah,
and
absolutely.
His humanitarian and activism work, as well.
Absolutely. So, yeah, rest in peace. And he was 87 years old.
You remember he was in I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker?
Oh, yes, right. Yes, right. Yeah, he was in that movie.
Yeah, that's my best memory of him, being in that movie. It's one of my favorite movies of all time, even though I haven't seen it in a while. But, mm-hmm. I remember him being in that movie. It's hilarious.
Yeah, so, rest in peace. And,
yeah, definitely.
Now that I think about it, he was also in this movie that a lot of people, felt was controversial at the time, 100 Rifles. It starred him and Burt Reynolds and Raquel Welch. I've never seen that movie either, but apparently it was controversial because they had a relationship in the movie. And, obviously at that time, it was a big no-no. So that was, why one of the, the reason why that movie was controversial at that time. But, I'm trying to think of what other movies he starred in. It was that one. It was Dirty Dozen. I'm trying to think of another movie he was in. Let me see. Yeah, apparently he popped up on. He made cameos.
He wasn't on an airplane, was he? Or am I thinking of someone else?
Kareem Abdul-Jabbar was definitely in airplane.
Yeah.
I don't think he was in there. Apparently he was in Running Man. He was in an episode of Knight Rider and an A-Team.
Oh, that's right.
Mars Attacks.
He was in a lot of movies.
Yeah, in Any Given Sunday, he was in that one as well.
All right.
And then, of course, you mentioned, I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker.
I'm Gonna Get You, Sucker. That's the movie that I remember him from. Yep.
Mm-hmm. So, rest in peace.
Yeah,
another icon, passing away. Let's shift gears to WWE. What are you thinking about this upcoming Night of Champions that's coming up this Saturday? Like, it's another pay-per-view sneaking up on us.
Yeah, that was fast. Didn't we just have the other pay-per-view a few weeks ago?
Backlash.
Man, it's got pretty quick, but I'm looking forward to it. I want to see the match between Rollins and AJ Styles on who's going to win the championship. That's going to be a good one.
Yeah, we're going to dive right into that. All right, let's go. Bianca Belair versus Asuka, WrestleMania rematch. Who you think's going to win, Asuka or Bianca is going to retain it?
Wow, that's a tough one.
I'm thinking Bianca's still gonna retain it.
I could see Asuka winning it though. You think she's gonna lose twice?
I don't know, man. I'm going
Asuka to win it. I think Bianca will eventually win it back, but I think Asuka's gonna win it this time.
It's possible.
I'm going with Asuka. My final answer.
I'm gonna say Bianca.
Okay.
Gunther versus Mustafa Ali for the WWE Intercontinental Championship, and I think Gunther is gonna win, even though they're in Saudi Arabia. I think Mustafa Ali is of Saudi Arabian descent. Let me just make sure.
Wait, you think Mustafa Ali is going to beat him?
No, I don't think so. I think Gunther is going to win.
I'm going with Gunther as well.
Let me make sure. Let me see. He's Pakistani and Indian American. His father is Pakistani and his mom is from India.
Mm.
But he was born and raised in Illinois, so. But yeah, I think Gunther is gonna win. He's gonna retain the title. Nevertheless.
Yeah, me too.
But his former tag team partner, trying to remember his name. The guy he is Saudi Arabian. I'm trying to remember the name of that guy that he was tag teaming with. Mansoor. That's the guy I was thinking. His former tag team partner is from Saudi Arabia. Mm. What was I going to say? Let me see what else. And then this is the match I'm really looking forward to. Even more so the Rollins and AJ Styles, even though it's going to be interesting to see who's going to be the new World Heavyweight Champion. But I would say, yeah, the one I'm looking forward to is the Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn defend the title against the Bloodline, Solo Sokoa, and, of course, the Tribal Chief himself, Roman Reigns, for the Undisputed Tag Team Championship. I think Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn is going to hold on to it. Even though, I could see them doing that, the putting the titles on Solo Sokoa since he hasn't had a title yet. But I don't think they're going to take the title off Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens this early.
Yeah, I'm going to go with you. I'm going to pick Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn as well. I don't see them losing it yet.
And I think what's going to happen is the scenario you had at WrestleMania is going to happen. The Usos are gonna cost him the title.
Yep.
This is the moment we were talking. This is the moment you were talking about, you know, the Usos costing themselves the title, you know. But I think the Usos are gonna cost the Bloodline the title, whether it's accidental or on purpose. The Usos will definitely be a factor in this one.
Yeah.
And then you have Cody Rhodes versus Brock Lesnar, singles match. Who you think Brock Lesnar will get his revenge, or will Cody Rhodes prove that he is the beast killer or the beast master, like that was it
like
TV like show or movie?
TV show, yeah. Like his name. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, Brock Lesnar losing twice to Cody Rhodes. I'm not sure, but
I think I have to pick Brock. But
I think I'm gonna have to pick Brock again because I can't see him losing twice.
Yeah, but
to
Cody,
same guy.
Cody, man, if he loses to Cody,
but
Rhodes,
then again, Brock Lesnar has lost a few times already to Roman Reigns and to Lashley, right?
I mean the second time he lost to Lashley, I mean, in the trilogy. The last time they fought each other, Night of Champions, it was because of a stupid, he got himself disqualified, giving Lashley a low blow.
Yeah.
Because apparently Brock was originally supposed to win, but he didn't want to face Lesnar, you know, that's the rumor. So that was his way of losing, but you know, not both men staying looking strong or whatever, you know. That's the rumor. But if Cody Rhodes wins him two times in a row, wow, they really, he must really secretly be Cody Rhodes' best friend,
mm-hmm.
and let him get that push, keep the momentum he has.
Yeah.
So, I could see it going either way. I mean, I could see Cody Rhodes winning to keep his momentum. But yeah, Brock Lesnar. I gotta pick Brock. I gotta play it safe and pick Brock Lesnar.
Yeah, I'm going with you. I'm sticking. I'm going with Brock Lesnar as well.
All right, and then here's the tournament final, the main event, the inaugural World Heavyweight Championship. Not to be confused with the former WCW Championship of the same name. After the, you know, during the Ruthless Aggression era, it's going to be Seth freaking Rollins versus AJ Styles, the phenomenal AJ Styles. Who you got?
I'm going with Seth Rollins.
Yep. Me too, man. I think it's so obvious. It's so obvious that Seth Rollins is the guy that they want this title to be on. AJ Styles will come close, but Seth freaking Rollins is going to win this title. It's so obvious. He's going to burn it down, you know, for sure. Let's move on to the NBA real quick. The Nuggets, they just won a half hour ago or so. They beat the Lakers to go to a 3-0 lead in the Western Conference Finals. Final score was 119 to 108. And Jamal Murray, he scored 37 points. Jokic scored 24 points. And, that was basically what helped them get that victory. Whereas the Lakers, they briefly took the lead in the fourth quarter. But the Nuggets, they pulled away late into the game. And LeBron James, you know, he was held in check. He only scored 23 points. Anthony Davis, you know, he He had 28 and 18. Austin Reeves had 23 points. And that basically it, man. The Lakers are in a do or die situation. You know, the Lakers got to try to win four in a row to advance, and that ain't gonna happen. You know, Nuggets, man. Nuggets look like they're the team to beat. Nuggets and the Heat, man. Nuggets is my only hope of the Heat getting knocked out of the playoffs, because
I was saying that before the playoffs started. Nuggets are no joke. They are no joke. They're a team to be reckoned with. Joker, this dude, man, is like legend.
He's no joke.
He's legend. This dude's like having a triple double in most games for a big guy, and they got. I mean, they have the best all around team in the playoffs. You know, right now. Well, since the playoffs started, they have the best team. So I think they're gonna sweep the Lakers, and then they're gonna sweep whichever Eastern Conference team comes out of the Eastern Conference finals here. So Nuggets, I think, are gonna win the championship this year, and Joker's gonna be the MVP.
First time ever. So yeah, props to them. And then you on the other side, the Eastern Conference final side, you got the Celtics losing. They're down a 0-2 hole. The Heat, man, you can't beat the Heat, man. And trust me, folks, me and Mac know firsthand, it ain't easy to beat the Heat, you know. If you can't beat the Heat, man, just stay out of the playoffs, man. Because, that Heat team is scary, but they look like they're gonna meet their match when they advance to the Nuggets, if they could hold on to this 2-0 lead, and they got the advantage, they're gonna play home. Isn't it today? They're gonna
play? I believe so. Yeah.
Or should I say Sunday?
Well, Sunday actually. Yeah.
Sunday is when they're gonna play.
Yeah. Then that series is gonna be great, man. It's the game the other night was intense. You had Jimmy Butler getting in the face of Grant Williams. He was talking trash to Jimmy Butler, and then Jimmy Butler scored him, and then they got into each other's face. But Williams poked the bear, and Butler
he
went on tear.
He didn't learn from Dylan Brooks' mistake against LeBron.
Yeah,
to do that, man. Like, what are you guys doing, man? You guys got to know who to talk smack to and who not to talk smack to.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Goodness.
They're in the 0-2 hole right now. And so far, it's looking like the Knicks were the best team that gave the Heat a challenge so far in the playoffs.
Exactly. That's right, man. But unfortunately, it wasn't enough, man. We should have would have cut up, man. Us splitting the series at home, you know, that just, man. It just put us on a bad hill that we didn't climb out of, which ultimately went to a 3-1 lead, 3-1 hole, and then we won a game five, which you saw firsthand, and in game six, you know, we witnessed the end of the Knicks, you know.
Yeah.
You know, despite Brunson's efforts, you know, 41-point effort, but. It is what it is, man. We'll see what the Knicks are gonna do. You know, rumors of maybe they'll maybe go after Damian Lillard or Karl Anthony Towns or Trae Young or whoever. I mean, we shall. Oh yeah, they even Porzingis. Porzingis has the option to opt out of his $30-something million contract and become a free agent. So some people think Knicks might even go after him. You know, since he regrets. The end of his tenure, and he could be a plus off the bench, you know, a guy who could score, give them size, you know, who knows. But we shall see, man. The Knicks have a lot of stuff to do, fix his team. Oh, yeah, and thanks to the Mavericks cheating, you know, purposely throwing the last two games, they were able to get the top 10th pick. They were able to get the 10th pick, and And they faced no repercussion for their cheating. So the Knicks didn't get their pick. So the Knicks are pickless this year. And congratulations to the Spurs winning the Victor Wambamba, whatever you want to call that guy's name, challenge. So, yeah. Looks like, it's going to be eventually happy times in San Antonio. The days of the Twin Towers of Duncan and Robinson,
You're calling this kid the next best thing since LeBron James. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but we shall see. Because LeBron James is one in a century.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have many guys that are as good that come out of high school or college like him. So we'll see if this kid is as good as LeBron as they're making him out to be.
Yeah, we shall see. They've been hyping him up. They give him that LeBron James hype. You would think they'd do that when LeBron James kids make it to the NBA, because they're going to do that. He's the prince of the NBA,
Yeah, for real.
So we shall see. We'll see. Wambamba. Let me see how you say his name,
I mean, there hasn't been that many hyped up prospects that out of high school or college in recent years when you think about it. But he's they're making him out to be like the next king, the next big thing. So we'll see if he lives up to the hype. Hopefully the pressure doesn't get to him, but we'll see.
Yeah, Victor Wembanyama, and he's apparently out of France, so hopefully he's not, I think he'll be way better than Milikina and Frederick Weiss, for sure. But yeah, let's see what he has. The Spurs are great at scouting, so I'm sure he'll be a very good player.
Yeah.
But I guess that's about it for today, folks. Anything else you'd like to say before we head out?
Everyone, just have a good weekend. Check out your local listings for my show, iMac, and come back here to check out Sports Urban Legend every Saturday at 11, only on Block Talk Radio.
iMac, thank you again for coming on the show as always. And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning in. And hopefully we will see you next time. And give you our thoughts on the Night of Champions pay-per-view event. So that should be, 2 weeks from now? So we'll give you our thoughts on the Night of Champions and what else is going on in the world of sports and entertainment. And, hey, I'll even give you my Fast and the Furious, the Fast 10 review also as well. So tune in for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to thank you all for tuning in, and we'll see you guys in 2 weeks. Peace.